Former politician Danny Dumaresque has been advocating for a tunnel linking the island to Labrador for nearly 2 years now. But his interest in this issue began when he was only a child.
Well, I grew up in the Strait of Belle Isle, and every night we could, on a clear night, you could seem like you could draw a rock across to the island. I grew up on the Labrador side, so I was always fascinated why we couldn't build a fixed link to the island. And of course, it's either a tunnel or a bridge, and of course, a bridge is not feasible because of the tremendous tides and ice that come down through there every year would destroy any kind of physical structure like a bridge. So then it leaves only the tunnel.
Dr. Hajit Shiri is a civil engineer instructor at Memorial University, and he has a long history of working with engineering projects in harsh climates of the Arctic. He says the key for a project like this is new technology, like the TBM, or tunnel boring machine.
I think you need to go through the TBM. This is the best technology. Offshore construction is much more costly than onshore. A good point about TBM is that it is turning an offshore operation to onshore operation. Basically, you don't have anything to do with offshore, because you start onshore and you pass through the sea underneath the sea, and you don't have any seawater there. It is like an onshore tunneling project, and you have easy access.
The TBM is a solution to an area where big icebergs are common. The tunnel boring machine is used to drill through the ground and create a tunnel well below the sea floor, avoiding all the obstacles of the ocean and the obstacles that most offshore projects face. Dr. Shiri says this is a much more viable than the floating tunnel option.
When you do the construction of a floating tunnel, do the construction of the bridge, you have lots of offshore works to do. Construction of the abutments, the foundations, and installation of the heavy modules, structural modules offshore. And you also have the risk of external loads, like in Arctic area you have the ice gouges and other impacts coming from, say, traveling vessels or this stuff. But when you use the TBM, it is a tunneling underneath the sea bottom, in hundreds of meters underneath the sea bottom. So you may pass, say, 200 meters down the sea bottom.
Now that the provincial government has expressed interest, Dumaresque is hopeful this project will be able to enter its beginning stages within the next few months.
Everything is happening now. I mean, I believe we have good news. The government is moving forward on this. The government has identified this as a project in last year's budget. It has now created a committee of civil servants that has, for the last 6 months, been gathering all kinds of information, and they are preparing to issue a public expression of interest or request for proposals to see what interest there would be from the tunneling construction companies in the world and see the project move forward. It is moving. It is the first time that the government of Newfoundland has ever taken this as serious as it's been taken now.
Carl Grenham, Kicker Radio.